and make you a fire right under that meat. You let it burn a little bit, then you put it to a smoke. And just let it stay there and smoke and smoke it. Smoke till you get it cured.
That smoke could help preserve it, kind of?
Oh, yeah. After they turn it brown, just like you see it. You know, these slabs of bacon or ham, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
But instead of smoking it now, people buy meat, what they call meat smoke. Mm. And when they wash it off and dry it, then they paint it with this liquid.
Is that as good?
I don't believe so. I like the smoke better. Because I don't know what be in that liquid stuff. And sometimes when you go to cook that meat, you taste that smoke liquid. But if you put it down, put you a smoke there. Make you a fine old tub with some hickory wood or oak wood, and then just make you a smoke sitting right under that meat. And every day, just keep your smoke on, slow smoke under that. And that meat will cure so good.
Now, what were you able to do with the large intestine?
You, them chitlins.
Oh, the large ones were?
Yeah. Them chitlins. You clean them out, you know. Should eat them.
Did you ever use the small intestine for chitlins?
Oh, well, just a little. Not much of them. Because them little ones, they kind of, after you wash them and everything, they kind of a little bitter. Mm. But those big ones, man, you wash them out, them are chitlins. Mm.
Do those chitlins have a smell to them when you're cooking
them? Dude, you can tell you're cooking them. You don't have to see it now. You just walk in the house where somebody cooking them.
You ever cook them outside?
No, I never cooked none outside. I just always put mine on in the pot and set it on the stove. Mm-hmm. Anybody come in, they just had to tell if they didn't want to smell them, they just would have to stay outside.
Mm-hmm. Could you make anything with the meat from the hog pen?
Sauce? Yeah, I'm going to take that hog and make sauce in the ears and make sauce out of it. Sauce meat.
Yes, ma'am. Was that sauce seasoning?
Sure. Just like you, the same seasoning you put in those sauces, you use it with that, mm-hmm. You know, that sauce meat.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Red pepper, black pepper, that sage. Well, now you really put a little vinegar in the sauce meat, which makes it sour. Get all the bones out there and get all that meat chipped real fine. Sometimes you'd have a pan of it look less like mush in there. And then you, after you season it, get it all seasoned and everything and just set it up. And it'll get hard, it's, you know, congeal itself together, then, man, you got a pan of good meat. This homemade sauce is real good.
Yes, ma'am. Did people ever call that hen cheese or hogshead cheese, something like that?
Oh, they called it hogshead cheese.
Yes, ma'am.
But these later years, you know, you say sauce.
Right.
And people do say hogshead sauce.
Is that right?
But in the beginning, it was hogshead cheese.
Did people ever make any kind of pudding or something out of the hog's liver? Grind it up, you know? And
hash.
Made hash out of it.
And you could take the liver and the lights and cook them together and make a hash out of that.